Harper Audio presents 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do. Take back your power, embrace change, face your fears, and train your brain for happiness and success by Amy Morin. This is the author. Introduction. When I was 23, my mother died suddenly from a brain aneurysm. She'd always been a healthy, hardworking, vibrant woman who had loved life right up until her last minute on Earth. In fact, I saw her the night before she died. We met at an auditorium to watch a high school basketball tournament. She was laughing, talking, and enjoying life like she always did. But just 24 hours later, she was gone. The loss of my mother affected me deeply. I couldn't imagine going through the rest of my life without her advice, laughter, or love. At the time, I was working as a therapist at a community mental health center, and I took a few weeks off to privately deal with my grief. I knew I couldn't be effective at helping other people unless I was able to productively deal with my own feelings. Becoming used to a life that no longer included my mother was a process. It wasn't easy, but I worked hard to get myself back on my feet. From my training as a therapist, I knew that time doesn't heal anything. It's how we deal with that time that determines the speed at which we heal. I understood that grief was a necessary process that would eventually alleviate my pain, so I allowed myself to feel sad, to get angry, and to fully accept what I'd truly lost when my mother passed away. It wasn't just that I missed her, it was also the painful realization that she would never be there again during the important events in my life, and that she would never experience the things she'd look forward to, like retire from her job and become a grandmother. With supportive friends and family and my faith in God, I found a sense of peace, and as life went on, I was.